But I do have my first pilot's logbook, and that's dated from a period of June 18th in 1963. So in 1963, I was 38 years old. This is, oddly enough, taking some lessons in Canada at Toronto Island Airport. And that arose because what one might say unsatisfactory science. I'd moved from Toronto University, where I'd been my first job, and was in University of Wisconsin. And my collaborators, Gordon Dixon and George Connell, were still in Toronto, and I went to visit Gordon Dixon to learn how to do what was possible in those days in terms of determining the composition of peptides in a protein. And so I went to learn this technique with Gordon, and I found I just didn't like it. I didn't like what you had to do. I didn't feel like doing this sort of work for the rest of my life, or the next part of my life. Why do something that you don't enjoy? So I thought, oh no, I'm not going to do this. So I'd already got to Toronto and had some leave of absence, as it were. I think a leave of absence from my first wife was partly responsible, but I'm not quite sure at this point. But anyway, I was in Toronto, so I thought, well, I might as well do something interesting. And I learned in somewhere or other that there was a little airport on Toronto Island. That's right next to Toronto, the island, and in sight of all the big buildings and everything, and separated from the mainland, as it were, in Lake Ontario, by a little channel. So there was a ferry there to get to Toronto Island Airport. And I went to Toronto Island Airport and said, I'm interested in learning to fly. What can you do? And they said, oh yes, by all means we can accommodate you. And they gave me a logbook, which is dated 1963, June 18th. And the entrances are quite clear. The first flight was in a Cessna 140, and I had a couple of flights in the Cessna with Howard Carter, and then in a Fleet 80. However, the person who gave me the lessons then was Paul J. Regan, and he had the idea that you should indoctrinate a pupil very dramatically right away. I remember we did a spin, which was quite startling to a pupil at that stage. It's too early to do a spin, but we did a spin, and I remember that. I don't remember being frightened or anything, but I know that it wasn't really the right sort of way to instruct. So I had several lessons with Paul Regan, and then so on and so forth, until by June 27th of 1963, I'd accumulated quite a nice little bit of instruction. I don't have a specific total, but it looks like it was about 20 or 30 hours. And that was the end of the flying in Toronto, because I went back to Madison. And there I found there was a local airport at Middleton, about 5 miles from the middle of Madison, called the Maury Airport, because it had been founded, as it were, or opened by Howard Maury, who was a long-time early flyer and flew in the days of Lindbergh. And I see here, my last flight from Toronto was June 27th and July 6th, familiarizing with the 140 and patterns and takeoffs and landings, because after all, I have already some hours. And the first entry that is important there is I flew with Raleigh Mac on July 10th for about an hour. Raleigh Mac approved my first flight as a solo flight, which I did on that day. The requirement is that an instructor have somebody else recommend me for the license. So I have the first entrance of so now I am beginning to be able to be first pilot. 1963. The date of the examination was 26th of July 1963, when I first became a legal pilot.